proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Bronson. I want to thank you for joining me today. I was recently doing a personal Bible study in the book of Mark, reflecting on the miracles of Jesus. Many of us are familiar with the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000, which is recorded in each of the four Gospels. Today in Israel, there is a church at Tabgha that was built commemorating this miracle. There is a famous mosaic of the 5 loaves and 2 fishes that is on the church floor. Even though there is much doubt about the authenticity of the site, we know by the word of God that Jesus did perform this miracle. In fact, Jesus had quite a following after this miracle. Today, we would like to discuss the lesser-known miracle of the feeding of the 4,000. In this miracle, Jesus fed the multitude with 7 loaves of bread and a few small fishes. In addition, 7 baskets were left. Jesus then went with his disciples across the Sea of Galilee over to the town of Dalmanutha. As I was studying this in my study Bible, a footnote from Mark 8 verse 10 read that Dalmanutha is only mentioned here in the New Testament and that this town has never been positively identified. Now, I have traveled all over Israel and especially loved to spend time around the Galilee. I guess I just assumed that this miracle of Jesus took place somewhere in the area around this. Well, researchers and archaeologists have discovered a unique find very close to the village of Migdal, where Mary Magdalene was from. This area lies on the northwest side of the Sea of Galilee in the Gennesar Valley. This area has produced some impressive finds over the years, including the famous Jesus boat that was discovered by 2 brothers during a drought in 1986. This boat is currently on display at a museum on Kibbutz Naf Gennesar, only a few miles away. In the same area, not far from where the Jesus boat was found, Ken Dark of the University of Reading in the United Kingdom and his team discovered a 2,000-year-old town during a field survey. His team found much evidence of a town that lasted several years from the 2nd century BC until the 5th century AD. The findings included several artifacts, such as vessel glass and amphorae, containers for trade and storage, that shed light on a culture that was wealthy. In addition, stone weights and anchors were found close to the shore that was undoubtedly used for the fishing and shipping industry in the region. This town was located only 500 feet away from the village of Magdala. There were twin cities of sorts. Another unique possibility, according to Kendark's report, is the evidence of polytheistic culture that lived side by side with the Jewish community. This is reflected in the pottery and architecture that was found here. There was actually a gray limestone altar that was found that points to the validity of a polytheistic practice here. Now, is this the town of Dalmanutha mentioned in Mark's Gospel? We cannot be certain, but the evidence points to this, that this could be the place where Jesus came with his disciples. One thing we do know is that this town was thriving at the time of Jesus. The Gospel records that when Jesus came to Dalmanutha, the Pharisees approached him, tempting him by asking Jesus for a sign. Jesus had just performed a great miracle by feeding the 4,000, and they wanted another sign? Mark 8 verse 12 reads interestingly where it says, "And he sighed deeply in his spirit and saith, Why doth this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation." The Pharisees were not interested in the message of Jesus. They wanted to satisfy their curiosity and somehow try to disprove who Jesus really was. Over and over, Jesus performed miracles and taught openly the truth of who he was. Yet the religious leaders chose not to believe him. After this encounter, the Bible says that Jesus left them, departing by ship to the other side. Tragically, in spite of the evidence of the power of God, they chose not to believe in Jesus. The evidence that Jesus is the Messiah is overwhelming, and a simple study of the scriptures will show that. Archaeology simply confirms it. Have you placed your trust in Jesus, my friend? Romans 10 verse 13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Also, as we were talking about Israel today, I did want to mention that IBJM does host a special study tour to Israel on a regular basis. I invite you to contact us here for more information about that. This is a trip of a lifetime. I invite you, invite your pastor to come along too on this special journey as we explore the sites of the scriptures together and let the Bible come alive. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.